Lever Brothers Company, makers of Lifebuoy Health Soap, presents Big Town.
He's all about the mask of evil. Tonight's Big Town story brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, used in the homes of 14 million Americans.
Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword, that it may be a faithful servant of all the people. Use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Big Town and Steve Wilson's strange and exciting story captioned, The Mask of Evil. Evil has many shapes and many forms, and if you seek it, you may find it to your sorrow. And such is the case in tonight's story, which had its beginning and strange and terrifying ending in a supposedly haunted lighthouse, rented for atmosphere by a mystery writer and old friend of Steve Wilson by the name of Hannah Harper.
Miss Hannah, close the door quick.
For heaven's sake, now what's the matter, Aggie?
It's that terrible caretaker, Mr. Red Heron, and his son, Elmer. That's what's the matter, Miss Hannah. Please close the door and lock it.
Oh, stuff and fiddlesticks, Addie. They're just a couple of harmless local characters, and we're lucky to have them here to keep this musty old lighthouse warm while I finish my latest chiller dilla.
We'll never live till you finish it, Miss Hannah.
Why not?
Why not?
Yes, and quit echoing me like a cracked phonograph record. Why not?
Because
why? Oh, for heaven's sake, you got me doing it again. Why?
Because of things.
What kind of things?
Doings.
What kind of doings?
What kind of doings?
Now, don't start that again, Aggie. What's frightening you?
That Mr. Red Heron.
What's he done?
He's been giving me the fishy eye.
Oh, stuff. He has only one eye, and he's probably giving you his version of a widower's wink. What else?
What else? The noises.
What kind of noises?
What kind of noises?
Oh, for heaven's sake, yes.
Strange noises. Under the house, rumbles, explosions, like thunder.
Oh, stuff. Herring explained all that. It's the rumble of the waves pounding into the sea caves under this old lighthouse.
No, it isn't, Miss Hannah.
Yes, it is, and I wish it wasn't. This is the most disappointing haunted house I've ever rented to get an atmosphere for my horror stories.
You'll get more than atmosphere if we don't get out of here tonight.
Oh, stuff and nonsense. There isn't a spook in the place. Even poor old Captain Diamond rests quietly in his grave. Not a clank or a groan out of him. Hasn't creaked a stair since we moved in. Or even slammed the door.
Oh, Miss Gaff.
Oh,
there.
Stop. It's the wind banging a shutter.
No, it isn't. It's somebody trying to scare us away.
Why should anyone want to scare us away?
I don't know, Miss Hannah. But I wish your friend, Mr. Steve Wilson, was here to tell us to get out.
Yes, I wish Steve was here. Something always happens when Steve Wilson is around.
Please don't wish things like that, Miss Hannah. If we don't get out of this old lighthouse, we're all going to be murdered in our beds.
No such thing. If I'm going to be murdered, I insist on a much more unusual setting. Murdered in bed. What would my mystery fans and my publisher think?
I don't care what they think. And if you won't leave this awful place, I'm going to the village and telephone Mr. Wilson.
Why?
Why? To get us out of here. Oh, my God. Oh, there. Listen. That's why we've got to get out of this place.
Oh, good heavens. I'll bicycle to the village and phone Steve Wilson myself. And if he'll come out, maybe something will really happen in this forsaken place.
Special on the hook for your wondrous
hero
reporter?
Not a thing, Lorelei, but close the door on those teletypes and come perch on the corner of my desk.
Nice. Well, what goes with you? Have you been giving your ulcers a vacation whilst I've been in Washington?
Yes. It's part of my New Year's resolution to take things easier and last longer.
Oh. The year is exactly 4 days old. You want to bet you don't stay out of high gear a week?
Not a nickel, as long as I'm running a newspaper.
And the paper runs us. What a life. Anything new on that Southside sewer scandal?
Not yet, Lorelei. The grand jury is too full of post-Christmas spirit to indict, but they'll get around to it.
Uh-oh, your private wire to your so-called underworld listening post.
Yes, the holiday truce is over. Hello, Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Steve, quit filling yourself like a watermill act on television.
Hannah!
I gotta hear.
Well, hard-hearted Hannah Harper, the horrific hearty of Horrible Happenings. How are you?
Terrible, thank you.
What's wrong?
I've rented another haunted house for atmosphere, but practically nothing happened.
Well, what is it this time, Hannah? A murder man, deserted railroad station, or Bluebeard's cattle?
An abandoned lighthouse near Corpse Cove.
Corpse Cove? Wouldn't you know it, Steve? Hiya, Hannah. Happy New Year.
Oh, hello, Lorelei. Same to you. Are you sitting on Wolf Wilson's knees?
No, on the corner of his desk. I'm not playing Charlie McCarthy to his Bergen act until next year.
Good. Get Steve off his managerial post and bring him out here on the double.
Are you in trouble again, huh?
Trouble? My publisher having cat fits and kitten breeches.
Why?
I have a deadline on a bedtime story called The Seven Corpses, and I haven't found the first one.
Hannah, I refuse to be a stand-in for one of your bodies.
Oh, please. Steve, Aggie, my housekeeper, is hiding under beds and threatening to leave if you don't come and rescue us from a fate worse than death.
Well, what's going on, Anna?
Oh, blessed if I know, Steve. It's just noises and explosions down under the lighthouse.
Explosions?
Yes, I've told Aggie it's waves in a sea cave, but I'm beginning not to believe it.
Are you two alone in that lighthouse?
Might as well be. I rented the light from a bank that handles the estate of a character called Captain Diamond.
Captain Diamond?
Yes, who retired here until he buried him under a huge slab of concrete right outside the front door.
Well, anyone else there besides the captain's ghost?
Yes, a local gnome called Red Herring.
Red Herring? No.
Yes, so help me. And his son Elmer, who is a cross between Paul Bunyan and his aunt. And he claims he has a 7-foot rabbit that pulls a pony car.
Now, wait a minute, Hannah. Harvey was only a 6-foot rabbit.
Well, Elmer never heard of Harvey.
Well, have you seen this 7-foot apparition?
No, and I don't want to, for heaven's sake, drive out, Steve. Bring the Lorelei and Harry the Hack and his trusty monkey wrench.
Are you serious, Hannah?
I'm never serious, but I'm worried, Steve, and a little bit scared, so please come out here.
Okay, Hannah. How do we get to the lighthouse?
Drive to Corpse Cove.
Corpse Cove?
Yes, turn right and follow the cliff road, but warn Harry the Hack to be careful.
Oh, why be careful, Hannah?
Because part of the road has fallen into the sea.
Thus, Steve Wilson and Lorelei have been drawn into a strange situation, and for the exciting development, we'll return to Big Town in a moment. You know, I always thought the great thing about life, boy, was this. It made me feel wonderfully clean. Extra clean. But I never knew how right I was till the doctors actually proved it. Yes, it's true. After comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Here's the reason. Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that can form a foothold for B.O. Lifebuoy gets you even cleaner than the eye can see. After 820 scientific tests, these doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a refreshing Lifebuoy bath every day. You like Lifebuoy's creamy rich lather, its wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy right away. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson and Lorelei as they drive to an abandoned lighthouse to help a lady novelist who gets into jams by renting haunted houses for atmosphere.
Say, boss, Miss Kilpine, speaking of atmosphere...
Speak of it, Harry.
If you will observe out at the left window of the hack, you will see very little else besides atmosphere, except in seawater about 100 feet straight down.
Yes, Harry. So watch for any more spots where the road has fallen into the sea.
I'm watching. That last one came on me kind of sudden.
Yeah, so does death. So take it easy or we won't live to get Hannah Harper and Aggie out of this jam.
What kind of jam they got themselves into this time, boy?
We're not sure. Neither is Hannah. Oh, there's a lighthouse, Harry. Stop here.
Yikes! And half the road ends. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Should I cut my life?
No, wait, Harry. There's something coming out of the ground over there.
Holy moly. It walks like a man, but it looks like a bear.
Oh, that must be Elmer, the caretaker's son.
Ooh, quote and misquote. Who takes care of the caretaker's son while the caretaker's son is taking care of us?
Wait a minute. He's coming over to the car. I'll get out and talk to him.
You want to borrow my knock-a-knock-a boy?
Hold it, Harry. Good evening.
What do you want, mister?
Does Miss Hannah Harper live here?
She did.
Where is she?
I don't know.
Are you Elmer Herring?
Yeah, I'm Elmer Herring. Who are you?
Oh, we're friends of Miss Harper and Miss Aggie.
Then get them out of here.
Why?
Because I don't like them women.
Why not?
Because they don't believe I got a rabbit 7 feet tall.
Oh? Have you?
Yeah.
That's fine. Now, if you don't mind, I'll go into the lighthouse.
Wait a minute, mister.
I'll let go of my throat. Elmer?
What?
Keep out of this. Harry?
Yeah, I'll throw you both in the ocean in your automobile, and I can do it, too.
Oh, sure you could, Elmer, but then we wouldn't be able to take Miss Hannah away from here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, you couldn't.
So, how about letting go of my throat, and I'll go into the lighthouse and talk her into leaving.
Okay, but you get them out of here.
Elmer! It's back in the cellar. Yes.
Okay, Pa. Okay, but don't you let him laugh about my 7-foot rabbit.
I won't, and get him to work. All right, mister. I heard you. Get them women and get.
Why?
It ain't safe for them to be here at the lighthouse alone.
Why not?
You ask too many questions, mister. Get them women and get.
That will be up to Miss Harper.
Get him and get.
Well, you seem to have another visitor. This is your busy night.
I said get him and get.
You're in a rut, Mr. Herring.
Get him and get.
Good evening, Mr. Herring.
Yeah. Evening, Doc.
I came as quickly as possible. Who are your visitors?
Strangers. Come to get the writing woman and now the female what talks like a parrot.
Very good. From that which I hear, your friends will be happier elsewhere, sir.
That remains to be seen, and I didn't catch the name.
Dr. Fu, Doctor of Dentistry, sir. And you?
I'm Steve Wilson of the Big Town Illustrated Press.
Oh, a newspaper man.
Yes, but we're here as friends of Miss Harper.
Good, very good. And a good friend is he who gives wise counsel. In this case, to the past.
Now, thanks for the suggestion, Dr. Fu. And what is your reason for coming here as quickly as possible?
A professional visit, sir. I have come to pull teeth.
Well, not Mr. Herring. He doesn't sound as if he had any teeth.
You're darn right. Had him knocked out in a fight in Singapore 20 years ago.
Quite so. And I am preparing a set of false teeth for Mr. Herring.
When do I get him, Doc?
Oh, very soon. But now, where is your son, Elmer? That the molar must be causing him great pain.
He's in the cellar.
Oh, so that's what made Elmer feel so mean. A toothache.
Yes, but the matter will soon be remedied.
Who's going to hold Elmer while you pull a molar, Dr. Fu?
No one, Mr. Wilson, for I shall put him to sleep. Now, if you will excuse me, gentlemen.
All right, mister. Go get them women and get them out of here.
Steve, what's going on here? First a dim-witted giant with a toothache and a 7-foot rabbit, and then a monosyllabic rustic, and finally an oriental doctor of dentistry. I don't get it. It can't happen here.
Well, it is happening, Lorelei. And if it's one of Hannah's publicity stunts to publicize her next mystery novel, I'm going to dunk her in the ocean. Now, wait a minute, Harry.
Jack, what?
Come on, Lorelei.
I'm right with you, Steve. Lead the way.
Steve Wilson, oh, thank heavens we got here.
Yes, I think so, Hannah.
Well, for heaven's sake, come on in, but don't wipe your feet on this concrete slab. Hello, Lorelei.
Hello, Hannah, why not?
Oh, poor old Captain Diamond is buried under this slab. It wouldn't be respectful to wipe your feet on his grave, so come on in. I have a welcome mat inside.
Well, it'll be the first welcome we've had.
Well, What do you mean, Steve?
Now, all right, Hannah. Where did you hire the freak characters to put on that vaudeville act?
What act are you talking about?
Elmer, red herring, fool.
Who's fool?
An oriental dentist here to pull Elmer's teeth.
And our leg, if you ask me.
Jeez, Laurel, I swear I haven't arranged anything.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, Miss Kilburn.
What is it, Aggie?
Get us out of this awful place before we're all murdered in our beds. Oh, my goodness. Midnight. And I'm still telling you we'll all be murdered in our beds, we will.
Stuff and fiddle, faddlesticks, Aggie. Now that Steve is here, nothing will happen.
Well, I thought you wanted me here at the lighthouse, so something would happen, Hannah.
I changed my mind.
What do you suppose they're doing down in the cellar besides pulling Elmer's teeth, Steve?
Well, I don't think Dr. Fu came here to pull Elmer's teeth, all right?
For heaven's sakes, what else, Steve?
I don't know, Hannah, but you've convinced me this isn't a publicity stunt on your part, and they're all anxious to get you and Aggie out of here.
But then I wonder why.
That's what I mean to find out.
Hockey.
I want all of you to go to bed and turn out the lights.
You'll be murdered in our bed.
Stuff, Aggie. They'll have to find you under the bed to murder you.
What are you going
to
do, Steve?
Wait a while and then scout the basement to see what's causing those muffled explosions.
There, Miss Hannah. I told you it wasn't waves in the caves making that awful noise.
I just said that to keep you from having the screaming memes, Aggie.
I got them anyway.
Oh, why did you send Harry away with a hack, Steve?
The phone Fletcher on City Desk to check our morgue files on this fabulous Captain Diamond buried under Hannah's doorway.
Why check on Captain Diamond, Steve?
I think Dr. Fu is here because of Captain Diamond, Hannah.
What makes you think so, Steve?
You say you found papers indicating Diamond made a fortune trading in the Orient before he retired?
Yes, but the bank I rented the place from said he'd lost all his money.
I wonder. That old picture of him over the fireplace doesn't look like a man who would part with money once he got his hands on it.
Well, suppose he had money when he died. Where does Fu fit?
Oh, I think by his accent, Dr. Fu, if he is a dentist, practiced in the Straits, Florida, like Singapore, Calcutta, or even the east coast of Africa. May have worked on Captain Diamond, learned his secret.
Well, how'd you arrive at that long arm of deduction, Steve?
Well, look at the mouth of that old sea dog up there in the picture. Hmm? A full set of false teeth, if I ever saw one.
Heavens, Steve, you're right. Maybe Dr. Fu heard of Captain Diamond's death.
Yes, through Red Herring, who sailed with the captain as a mate.
And they're looking for the captain's money.
Oh, a buried treasure. That's what they're after. And they'll murder us all in our beds to get it.
Oh, go to bed, Aggie. Get under the bed, you'll be safe.
Wait a minute. Listen, that's Dr. Fu's car.
He's driving away. I guess they've quit the treasure hunt for tonight.
Good. Where do Herring and his son live, Anna?
Downstairs, under the old lights.
Uh-oh, not so good. Is there any way to get down there from here?
No, only through a passageway under the lights. This keeper's house was built later.
Then I'll have to get in that way.
Oh, now, Steve, you're not going down there right away. Elmer likes to choke people. He might think you're trying to steal his 7-foot rabbit.
No. I'm going to wait a while. Give Elmer and his father time to settle down and sleep.
You hope?
Don't worry. Now, you girls get to bed and turn out your lights.
And sleep, I suppose.
At least, keep quiet.
Yeah. All right. Come along, Aggie. Get your nighty.
Nighty? That I'm not, Miss Kilburn. The least I can do is be decent if I'm going to be murdered in this sleep.
Lorelei.
Steve, that's a scary gal, Green.
Why didn't you stay up in the house?
Oh, no. If there's something to this treasure idea, there's a story in it. And I'm a reporter, and whether you go, ergo, I go.
All right. But keep quiet and keep back.
Are you going in the cellar now?
No, Dr. Fu left his car down the road and walked back. He's in there.
In there? Doing what?
I've been digging and loading something on a cart, Lorelei.
The one Elmer's 7-foot rabbit pulled?
Now, at this stage of the game, I'll even buy a
Steve, what was that?
I think those modern Pandoras are opening a box, commonly called a coffin.
Coffin? Greybeard.
Yes.
Grave robbers.
Those muffled explosions must have been blasts to open a hole from this cellar to Captain Diamond's burial vault.
Steve, if the money's in the coffin, they'll get it and get away before we can notify the police.
Give me my share, consign your fool. Give me my share. Give me it. Let me get it.
Wait, Lorelei. They're quarreling over the loot. Maybe we won't need the police.
Give me my share, you wretch. Will you give me my share?
What's certainly, my friend?
You and your son shall have your share now.
Steve, did you see what I saw run past
it? Yes, but that will keep, Laura. Be careful, be quiet. We're dealing with a killer.
It's quite so.
Dr. Fu.
Yes, miss. And this gun and flashlight give me considerable advantage over your male companion. So please to advise him to do nothing foolishly heroic on your behalf.
Consider yourself advised, Chief. He means business.
Yes, Dr. Fu. If you handle dentist tools as well as that gun in your hand, you must be quite a craftsman.
I am most proficient, Mr. Wilson. Please to walk with the young lady into the late Captain Diamond's grave vault, and I will show you examples of both types of my handiwork.
Thus, Steve and Lorelei are caught in a really deadly situation. In a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Friends, if you say this is startling, well, I say it's startling, too. The doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops D.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. It's Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient that makes the difference. Remember, this purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So ask for Lifebuoy and enjoy that Lifebuoy bath every day. Now back to Big Town and to the abandoned lighthouse. The weird situation in which Steve Wilson faces a murderous Oriental dentist. In tonight's story of The Mask of Evil.
Please, to begin work, Mr. Wilson.
Hadn't you better wait for our driver, Harry the Hack, to return before you force me to seal ourselves up in Captain Diamond's grave vault?
No, Mr. Wilson. You are a hack driver. I will dispose of with this gun when he returns and deliver his hack and his body over the cliff into the sea.
Oh, I knew it, Miss Hannah. I told you we'd be murdered if we stayed in this haunted old lighthouse.
Quiet, Aggie. You were wrong about being murdered in bed. Maybe you'll be wrong about being murdered at all.
We hope.
Well, you should have stayed in bed, Hannah, Aggie.
The ladies will please to be quiet while Mr. Wilson begins with his special cement I have prepared.
What is so special about this cement, Dr. Poole?
To ordinary cement, I have added a special fast-hardening ingredient used in the dental profession, which in a few minutes will make the opening you are about to close like solid rock.
I see. So you won't have to wait so long to be sure the passageway is sealed up so tight we can't dig our way out with this trowel.
Quite. So please to start before mortar begins to harden.
Very well. Better back up, or you'll be sealed in with us.
I shall make certain that does not happen, Mr. Wilson. Seal up the space between us quickly.
All right. Incidentally, what were you after in the coffin of the late Captain Diamond?
Diamond? Mm-hmm. Yes, a fortune in diamonds.
Where were they hidden?
In the good Captain's false teeth, Mr. Wilson.
In his false teeth? Very ingenious, Dr. Fu. Your idea or the captain's?
Oh, the captain's. He had me seal them in a set of molars in Zanzibar many years ago.
And you had to wait until he died to get them back?
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
And murder, Mr. Herring, and his son?
Yes, Mr. Wilson. Now, please to continue and finish before cement hardens, or I shall be compelled to shoot.
Oh, and you'd have to finish sealing up this hole yourself.
It would be no task. Continue quickly, please.
Steve, if you do seal up that hole, we're finished. No one will ever find us in this hole.
Take it easy, Laura, my lovely. Cement is tricky stuff. It can be used for all sorts of things.
Oh, Miss Hannah, what an awful, awful way to die. Buried before you're dead, with bodies laying all around.
Hush, Daddy, you're getting morbid. Oh,
gee, you've simply got to take us out of here.
I'm going to try and get back, Hannah.
My gun grows impatient, Mr. Wilson. Please do finish the job of sealing the opening.
All right, Dr. Poole. Here's a nice big trowel full of your fast-hardening cement for your face.
All right. Come on,
come
on.
Come in here through the cavity. Stop, Elias.
Oh, wonderful, Steve. Hold him. I'll get the gun.
Abigail.
I've got him. Oh, my face. The cement is hardening. I will smother to death.
No, Dr. Poole, stop struggling. Stop talking and breathe through your mouth.
Steve, the cement is hardening on his face.
Yes. And it'll make a perfect mask of evil for the Rhodes Gallery police
headquarters. Hey, boys, Miss Gilbine, boys.
Oh, in here, Harry.
Holy mackerel, what's going on in here?
Well, we just missed being buried alive because of a mouthful of diamonds,
Harry. Harry, did you see an animal outside hitched to a cart with a coffin in it?
Yikes! Was that what almost run me off the cliff as I was driving back in here?
Yes, Harry. Elmer's 7-foot rabbit, alias a long-eared mule. What happened to us?
Run off the cliff and fell in the ocean.
Oh, Steve. With the captain's body and his false teeth full of a fortune in diamonds.
Yes, it looks like the captain and his fortune and namesakes have gone back to the sea.
Oh, Steve, I knew something would happen as soon as you showed up. Now I have enough material for my horror book.
No, you haven't, Hannah. Your publisher wouldn't swallow the story.
Why not?
Because in these queer days and times, fiction can't be as strange as fact. And so ended, with the arrest, conviction, and execution of the deadly Dr. Poole, for the murder of Elmer and his father, another exciting adventure of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press. And now, before telling you of next week's Big Town story, friends, have you tried Lifebuoy Health Soap in the big new bath size? Bath size Lifebuoy is generous, luxurious. Gives you mountains of mild, refreshing lather, oceans of bath time enjoyment. Remember, Lifebuoy in your daily bath gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Get new bath size Lifebuoy. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story of the building racket entitled Nightmare House. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilborn, and was written and produced by Jerry McGill. Next Tuesday night, same time, same station, you'll hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, extra hero, about it. The story of Steve Wilson and Nightmare House, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. And a fine Lever product. Extra.
New Rinso with sodium puts sunshine on your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but whiter than new, and washable colors even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, sodium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world. Only new Rinso contains sodium.
Be sure to be with us next Tuesday at the same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Hugh James, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.